There are a range of issues, especially when it comes to skilled workers that arrive in Canada. The first issue is calibrating the immigration system. So we have a point system where an immigrant who wants to Canada is receiving certain points for various skill set that he or she has, or education and so forth. And calibrating that point system and the selection criteria, what we actually need in Canada. So there's a labor market, and there are certain gaps in the labor market, and we would really like to, federal lawmakers would really, and policymakers would really like to fill these gaps that we have in the labor market with immigrant workers, and figuring out where the gaps are and how we can attract the immigrants that fill these gaps, that can be a challenge, and the federal government has continuously changed and revised the point system because there are always new gaps emerging, and it's always kind of trailing behind to make sure that we can meet the labor demand through immigration. There are a number of other challenges that the immigrants face. The immigrants, they are selected, for example, based on the human capital that they have. So the point system evaluates applications based on work experience, language, foreign education, and then when they come to Canada, they often find out that the diplomas that they received abroad are not recognized in Canada, or their work experience is not recognized. That once they arrive here, they need something like Canadian experience. But how can they get Canadian experience when the employer demands Canadian experience to begin with? So it's a catch-22 kind of situation. So there are challenges that both the federal government selecting immigrants faces, but also immigrants when they arrive. It's not always a seamless transition to become a Canadian in that sense.